Hey everyone, welcome back. Oh my God, can you believe that the Pope has just spoke for us as the queer individual? Not only is this a blessing for us as the LGBTQIA, but also to create tones of acceptance in more ways than one concerning with sexual orientation and gender dysphoria and so much more. One of the things we'll be talking about is how religion is a culture. Now, before we start, there is no way that I am condoning, criticizing, or anyone practicing Catholicism or any other religion mentioned. This is really just to analyze, observe, and speak about the current amazing news that the Pope, specifically Pope Francis, or his real name of Jorge Mario Bergoglio, or Jorge Mario Bergoglio, has announced that homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. Oh my God, literally. This, at the very verbiage, only speaks volumes from the highest official of the church. He did not condemn us as Hellspawn. He did not state also that we are just a couple. Rather, he stated we are a family and we are entitled to have a family or to be in a family. And normally a family means more than two people, normally two people and at least a child. Where he is from in Buenos Aires, or Buenos Aires, as Archbishop, he endorsed same-sex unions, but not same-sex marriage, which is a difference. But before we go any further, let us break down this further concerning with what is the Catholic Church and what or who is he as the Pope? The Catholic Church, sometimes called the Roman Catholic Church, is the largest Christian church, in part because of how well organized they are. Their headquarters for them as the largest religious institution at times considered is in the Vatican, located in Rome, Italy. The person who is essentially the president of this institution, as well as the aspect of the religion and its leader, is known as the Pope. The Pope is selected by the College of Cardinals, in which they meet after the death or resignation of the Pope. They will also, for the time being, until the new Pope is chosen, will handle the affairs of the Vatican, as they themselves are representatives of their own country, being the Vatican. Technically, any male under the age of 80 who has been baptized can be the Pope. However, it will normally be a cardinal. There is no campaigning as well. Can you imagine such a thing? No. Rather, the cardinals claim they are guided by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is essentially the manifestation of God, of which inspires and assists the interpretations of God to us as humans. Now, I am not a scholar of theology or religious studies, but rather these are my own experiences from my own readings. Moving right along, the mere fact that the Pope, granted by divine right, is in charge essentially from politics of the Vatican to the more religious or spiritual nuance job, which is shepherding or cares of the soul. This at times is very abstract. Now, many of us who are queer may be familiar, if we were ever, which statistically is a horrible rating, if we were ever a victim of bullying or ostracized by religious members of any institution that follows the Abrahamic Bibles per se, the following verse of Leviticus, which is, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." Now hold up. This is where I will be talking more about how religion is a culture. Any religious text that is over 100 years old or that spans over 4 generations, give or take, will likely change. The fact that the Bible, that is technically over 2,000 years old, as we are looking at the New Testament, which is the testament mostly practiced by Christians and Catholics, not even the Older Testament, or literally the Old Testament, which is practiced in Judaism, with many different stories from the text of old language that may be technically dead or translating into English, much is lost about the original story. Even in English studies, which I took, and most people may have taken in high school, for people who study the Bible due to the Abrahamic motifs or having to draw from the Bible to analyze motifs, such as in the Grapes of Wrath, the Poison Wood Bible, and even the Scarlet Letter, to name a few, as these were books that I read and I had to, and I was encouraged or I had to draw from the New Testament, all showcased a person of power, which dictated under some divine rule or omnipotent power what was right and what was wrong. The mere fact that, again, the Pope is the shepherd of souls of this world, has stated such a kind, loving message of us. This then can no longer allow any other Pope or any person below to retract or redact or in some way make that statement less to them. Because of the fact, remember, that the Holy Ghost essentially chose him. Thus, the God of Catholicism cannot make any errors, as he is all-knowing, all-present, and omnipotent. In this sense, in essentially stating that we are human, we are not housebound, and we are even part of the divine plan, being a part of divinity itself, carrying out the plan of divinity to be blessed with children. This is a positive change showcasing religious cultural change. The fact that the president of the Vatican, or main leader, as they are their own sovereign state, and the holiest person alive defined by the Roman Catholic Church stated that we are children of God grants us many blessings to see further change. I know that this is a very heavy discussion, and I know that this is something that still haunts people to this day, from the ostracizing, the bullying, and just the heaviness at times in our life that we were met with. But the mere fact that we are living in 2020, and by the Roman Catholic's definition, again, of the holiest man alive, who was chosen by the Holy Spirit, in essence, stated that we are children of God and we have these rights to be loved, to love one another, and to be respected, and to better ourselves, our community, and in essence, the world. I am so thankful for Pope Francis stating this, because it may not happen right away, but it will create ripples of love, caring, and acceptance. And hopefully we'll have a better world in which we as a queer individuals in the LGBTQIA can live happily ever after, without fear of religious persecution. If this country and this holiest man, by this religious institution's own definitions, has stated that, that in and on itself is enough to cause change. It's just causing now the change and rallying. I hope you all enjoyed this episode and just a little discussion of it. If you want more, please let me know. Like and rate this podcast wherever you listen to. And follow me on social medias. My Instagram is SlayJames2020. And my Twitter, even though Twitter and me are very unique at times. My Twitter handle is JSTEW3. That's JAYSTEW3. I hope you all are having a great day. Thank you for listening to me. And, you know, we are here, we are queer, and let's make this world a fantabulous place.